Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. Burnaby is located on the ancestral and stolen homelands of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples. You just heard a snippet of House Guest performing at Burnaby Pride on July 20th. House Guest is an all-trans indie rock band based on the unceded Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh territories. Hello everyone, I am Stella, I am the programming assistant at the station, and I went to Burnaby Pride last Saturday, filmed some interviews, and I am going to air them on this episode of Pride Programming, along with highlighting the artists that performed at Burnaby Pride. So I hope you all enjoy.
I finally got a pair of cowboy boots. I was bobbing now back in my recession roots. I got a job that makes me cover all my cool tattoos. To the mountainside, I haven't seen the rain, but the stars are clearer in the sky. This little town is slowly shrinking down to half the size. Maybe it's you, maybe it's me, maybe the truth just isn't that deep. If you ask me to stay, I'll lie through my teeth. The fall to rock bottom isn't that steep. I can't slide.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and you're tuning into Pride Programming. You just heard Postal Code by Hallelujah Hey Lou from her new album, Eternally Yours. She is based in Vancouver, a multi-instrumentalist, poet, and activist. So I hope you guys all enjoyed that song. And next up will be an interview I did at Burnaby Pride. Hi, I'm at Burnaby Pride. I'm Stella, and I'm with...
Kai.
Could you tell me about your organization a little bit?
Yeah, so we are a community. So we're a resource center that supports Two-Spirit, queer, and trans people across BC. So we offer a wide range of programming. We have things for older adults and seniors. We have youth programming. We have free low-cost counseling. We also have a legal clinic that's going to be opening in the fall, which is really cool.
Awesome.
So it's going to support queer and trans folks with up to 10 hours of representation free of cost for things like housing, employment, and family law, which is really great. We also have peer groups. That's it. That's what I can think of.
Okay. Do you have any special events coming up, or when are your main kind of programming things happening?
Totally. So programming happens like every day. Right now we're doing our Summer of Love campaign called We Flourish Everywhere, where we're trying to go to prides all across BC. So we're going to about 25. We Flourish Everywhere has been really cool to spread across BC and just to get our services out there. But I'd say most of our services are hybrid, so folks can access online or in person in Vancouver.
Okay, yeah. And how can people get involved exactly?
Yeah, if folks want to donate, they can donate online. If folks want to volunteer, they can get in touch with us. Check us out on our website, community.ca, or you can just even just show up and say hi. We have always someone at our front desk who can also help with answering any questions or helping people get connected to services for queer and trans folks as well.
Okay, great. Where are you located?
Yes, we're located in Vancouver at 1170 Butte Street, but as well online, so you can find us there as well.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for meeting with me. I appreciate it. Any last words?
Happy Pride, Burnaby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. You just heard Lady Dee Dee by Siski, a sapphic singer-songwriter and musician, as well as a creative force in the Canadian alternative music scene. Next up is another interview I did with an organization at Burnaby Pride. Could you please introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Olivia, and I work for Alphabet Soup for the city of Burnaby.
And can you tell me just a little bit about your organization, what you guys do?
Yeah, we are a 2S LGBTQIA drop-in program for youth and allies. We run two separate programs. One is for teens on Tuesdays, and the other is for preteens, grade 5, 6, 7 on Fridays. And it's our goal to just create a safe space for the youth to come hang out. Alphabet Soup looks very different every week. Sometimes it's art, other times it's a nature walk. Sometimes we're talking current events. It changes every week, and the goal is just kind of to let kids know that we're here and that there's a space for them in their community. And we also are a youth center, so programs run throughout the week all the time, and we'd also like to get the message out there that the youth center is always a safe space and always a space where our 2S LGBTQ plus folk are welcome. So.
How do people get involved? Like, where's your location, your social media, website, stuff like that?
Yeah, so we have an Instagram at @alphabet_soup_Burnaby. No, _BBY.
Okay.
We're also located in different areas of the city website. I think you can find us through the drop tab of youth services and youth programs, as well as a city flyer that comes out every once in a while. We do our best to show up in school district events throughout the year. We work quite closely with Burnaby Pride and the Pride School District Pride. Whenever there's like a space or we call out resources, we always try to set up a little tent and a little booth and make sure people know that we're out here. And we all also are very active on our Instagram.
Is there any possibility to volunteer with you guys or work for you? How would people go about doing that?
Definitely volunteering, and I think more in the direction of youth volunteers, so teens mostly. We want to give them an opportunity to work with folk that are like-minded, and the younger program gives us an opportunity to have that leadership role for them. So definitely, yeah.
Okay, awesome. Any final closing statements or thoughts?
Thank you so much for chatting with us. We are located in a few different youth centers across Burnaby. Specifically, Alphabet Soup runs out of Creekside Youth Center. So yeah, thank you so much.
Great, thank you so much. Happy Pride, you guys.
Happy Pride. Yeah.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and you're tuning into Pride Programming. The last song you heard was Rock the House by DJ Moaning Lisa. She is a trans DJ who creates and mixes all of her own original music. She performed at Burnaby Pride. It was great. And next up, you're just going to hear another interview with another organization that I did at Burnaby Pride. Okay, right. Could you please introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Kayla.
Okay. And can you tell me a bit about the organization you're at right now and what you guys do?
Yeah, so this is Salal. We're a sexual violence support center. So we support those of marginalized genders who have been impacted by sexual violence. So that's through things like a crisis line, 24-hour crisis line. We have support groups, counseling. We offer counseling. And we're at come at events like this for outreach. We offer, I think, up to 25 sessions of counseling, and it's all free. And we do have some different streams of inclusion that have a shorter wait time. So we have, so for example, for youth and for non-binary trans folk, we have priority for those folk, as well as those over, I think, 60. Yeah. and the indigenous stream as well.
There are no classes.
Yes. All of them are free.
All the services are free, you guys. Did you hear that? And how do you get involved? Like, how does somebody volunteer with you guys, or if that's possible, just...
Yeah, so we have all of our crisis lines are volunteer run. So if you want to get involved with that, you can apply through the website, and then you get a lot of training, good training, and preparation for to be on the crisis line. That's how you can get involved.
Okay, that's great. And do you have an Instagram or an email or a website people can get in contact with?
Website, Twitter.
We do have a website. We have a website, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And our website is salalsvsc.ca. And our Instagram is also salalsvsc. Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you. Do you guys have any closing remarks you want to say? Of course.
Often sexualized violence brings people to us. Mm-hmm. However, there is no criteria, you know? So, yeah.
Okay. So... a variety of people can come to you guys and get help. Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. Have a good Pride. Fight or flight.
two eyes, pupils widen at low tide. I was born to die, one bloody bit at a time. Push me back, pull me in, throw your stones into the glass. Fill your heart with garnet, fill
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. You just heard Houseguest's latest single, Bruises. Houseguest performed at Burnaby Pride and is an all-trans indie rock band. Throughout this episode, I've been playing music from the performers at Burnaby Pride, and also I've been playing some interviews that I did on location. This will be the last interview for today, so I hope you enjoy. Please introduce yourselves.
Hello, my name is Jade. I go by pronouns she, her. I'm the owner and runner of Support the Scene, as well as I play in a number of bands, including Fallen Stars and Vultures at Dawn, but generally just a promoter of music all around Vancouver.
Okay, great. And can you tell me a little bit more about Support the Scene, what you guys do?
So Support the Scene is a nonprofit where we do a lot of funding for concerts and artists. We're trying connecting the general Vancouver to all the cool shows that are happening. Because it's hard to promote yourself when, you know, you're just promoting to your friends. And for people who are spending hundreds of dollars on big concerts, you could be spending $5 and $10 and go see some awesome music just in your city. And there's so many amazing artists that I think need more recognition and just for people to go check out.
Yeah, that's so true. Do you guys have any like special events coming up or anything like that?
We do. We have our Rock and Roll Pride. So I also work as a talent coordinator for Vancouver Pride, and we do a lot of amazing events. But I wanted to have an event every year where we focus mostly on bands and harder rock, indie rock, all that kind of louder stuff. And we have it on August 10th at Bullies in New West. We're working with New West Pride and promoting it, as well as Bullies, that has been a long-standing venue for promoting local music all over New West and Vancouver.
That's awesome. And can you tell me how people could get involved with your organization?
Absolutely. So you can find us on Instagram at Support the Scene or the Van City Scene if you give it a search. And your Facebook, Support the Scene. And we have a podcast, Support the Scene on Spotify, as well as a playlist full of amazing Vancouver artists.
Okay, that's great. You guys have a lot of stuff that people can check out. Are there any final things you want to say to everyone listening out there?
Keep supporting local music. It really means a lot when people come and check out some bands, and you will be pleasantly surprised, I can promise you, when you come and hear just some cool stuff around town. Grab some friends, make a night of it. If it sucks, it sucks. But I mean, why not spend $5 and make some memories?
Yeah. And one final thing, do you have any music recommendations for people listening out there?
Absolutely. So like we just heard at Burnaby Pride, we heard House Guest. They're amazing. They're very like soft indie rock. They'll be playing Rock and Roll Pride. But I mean, a big shout out to my band Fallen Stars. They just got nominated for Georgia Strait Band of the Year, amongst so many other cool bands. There's just so many. Just come check out the playlist. I love them all.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for joining me today. Yeah, this was CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Pride Programming. All other episodes, interviews, and segments of Pride Programming can be found on our website, cjsf.ca. So be sure to check that out.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
This is Bird Note. Tripping on a branch or a rock is no fun. And sometimes it sounds like the birds are providing a laugh track for your mistake. That's the American crow's rattle call. It's uncommon, and researchers aren't sure what it means. Could be a gathering call, a predator alarm, or a call between mates. But if you hear it, you might think it sounds like cackling laugh